Hey everybody, and welcome back to Teen Fish. This is the podcast led by a teen that's about teen things. Today I'm joined by Jacob, and we're going to be doing a podcast about the new movie Once Upon a Deadpool. This is the PG-13 version of Deadpool 2. So without further ado, let's get this fish started.
Teen Fish. Welcome back, fishes.
Before we start, I'd just like to throw out a quick spoiler alert, as we'll be talking about the whole movie, so if you haven't seen Deadpool 2 or Once Upon a Deadpool, you might want to see it first. So today, I am joined here by Jacob.
Hello.
And so just to start us off, what did you think about Once Upon a Deadpool?
Well, going into the movie, you're going to know it's not going to be the same as your regular Deadpool, because it's PG-13, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, for what you're going into, it's good for what you were to expect. Yeah. Like, there's no swearing in it, really. You know, barely any killing. So, it's not your normal Deadpool.
Yeah.
So, I guess it was okay.
Mm. Yeah, I think definitely for being, like, a PG-13 version of the former, like, R-rated Deadpools, it was good for what it was. In this movie, if you're going into it not seeing Deadpool 2, like what I did, I got to meet a lot of the new characters, such as Domino, Cable, Firefist, or like Russell, as well as some other members of quote-unquote X-Force. So is there any one of the new characters that you were kind of, you know, drawn to or anything like that?
Well, Russell was an interesting character because...
Very...
Yeah, well, more his story was interesting about, like, how he was a troubled kid in, like, a troubled situation, and, you know, like, when he went to the jail, he met, what was that guy's name? The Juggernaut.
Yeah.
He met the Juggernaut, and it was life-changing for him because then it started making him go evil,
mm-hmm.
right? So I feel like knowing, like, the circumstances that he went through, a lot of people will have done the same. So I feel like he's, like, a very, like, relatable character to most people who have, like, troubled pasts.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, that's not that great. But the rest was, you know, he's a very interesting character in his own ways.
Mm-hmm. To kind of talk about Russell more, obviously something that he kind of dealt with through the movie was not being understood. And, you know, he was belittled and talked down to because he was different, because he was, like, a mutant. And I feel like nowadays a lot of people, especially, like, teens, are feeling as if they're not being understood because they're different for, you know, whichever, you know, reason they are different for. Is there kind of anything that you noticed in that sense?
Like... Noticed of, like, what, like, how he was different?
Both. Like, how he was and how it is, kind of now.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, as you bring up, that he was a mutant. But I also know, like, he was also a very, like, depressing character, you know? Because, like, he didn't really have anything good. And, like, he didn't really... His, like, mindset wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, a lot of teens in this day, like, our mindset... Like, a lot of the mindsets are bad. Like, that's why there's a lot of teen violence. And, like, gangs are even worse now because the teens are getting more angry and angry each mm-hmm. time because of each and every, like, situation that they've been placed in.
Yeah. You know? I think nowadays we have a lot of, even more than there was, like, back then, we have a lot of differences between everybody nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been a lot of, like, you know, a lot of progress in, like, you know, accepting people for being different, but there still is a lot of, there are still a lot of people who, who hate on people that are different or who have to, you know, deal with the fact of being, like, the quote-unquote different person,
yeah.
Which, you know, is something that really sucks because everybody's just trying to live. They want to, you know, have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Russell, like, he just wanted to be accepted for, you know, having his, like, fire powers, his pyrotechnic powers, but he wasn't, at least, well, he was, when he was with Deadpool and Juggernaut and with other people that were like him,
mm-hmm.
but when he was in the household, I can't even remember what it was called, but when he was in the kind of like this like manor,
it was
really bad. He wasn't able to kind of like express who he was and, you know, discover himself and be able to use his powers for good, because they were always repressed and pushed down, and he wasn't able to show that. And I think meeting Deadpool really helped him at first, because for the first time he was able to have his powers and use his powers and not be judged for having them. And I think that really aided in him being able to feel more like himself, which eventually was his downfall, as you said, like, he met Juggernaut, which, you know, aided in him becoming more of an evil character. Let's talk about the female lead, Domino. She was the girl whose superpower was luck. So I have a question. Do you believe in luck?
Well, I am a Christian, so I don't believe in luck. I believe in, like, miracles from God. So I feel like in the movie, it's like miracles from God, but, like, because there is no, like, specific God in that movie, I feel like luck is a very good term for that hero's name. But, like, me, myself, I don't believe in luck. But in the movie, it was most definitely luck that took place, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I really liked her. I kind of, I liked seeing how everybody around her could have been, like, you know, getting hurt, and she's just standing there, you know, being quote-unquote lucky. Not getting hurt, not getting, shot or anything like that. I think that's really cool. I think luck is a very weird topic, because I do believe that, you know, God chooses to, you know, give us, like, quote-unquote luck and provide miracles and help us. So I personally think that it was, you know, like you said, it was God that was, you know, helping her get through those situations, but they just called it luck. But she was a pretty cool character, nonetheless. Another kind of big storyline of this movie was Deadpool's, or Wade's, girlfriend. She died at the beginning of the movie, and throughout the whole movie, Deadpool had almost died, and then once he was kind of getting close to her in this kind of, like, afterlife-y sort of scenario, he kind of got, like, whisked back to life because of his, you know, his superpowers. So I think death is a very prominent, like, feature of this movie. What are your kind of thoughts about death?
Like, in the movie?
Right now, in the movie.
Okay, yeah. Well, death in the movie, it played a big fact on Deadpool's, like his living, like, the way he lived. Because every time he would go, he wouldn't be accepted by his girlfriend, because he's like, your heart is not in the right place. So I feel like death impacted his life very much so, because he realized what he had to do was, instead of abandoning Russell, he had to try and help Russell and make him a good person rather than letting evil take over him.
Yeah.
So I feel like his heart meant more than specifically death, but, like, death also was something that impacted the way that he lived out throughout the film.
Yeah. Do you think death is kind of something that you think about in your life? Like, do you think it kind of, like, with how you say Deadpool was, like, it kind of affects what you do and just general things about your life?
Well, death is, it's like an interesting topic, you know? Like, for me, death is, like, nothing to be scared of, you know? Because, like, as long as my faith is in the right place, I feel like I have nothing to be scared of. Other people feel differently, but for me, death really doesn't determine how I live, you know? Because, like, if it's unavoidable, why would you dwell on it, right? Because, like, you know, you can change your clothes every day, and you could dwell on, oh, maybe I should have worn Nikes instead of these Adidas. But you can't really dwell on death because it's going to come regardless of how you act as a human being. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as long as I just keep my faith in the right place, there's nothing to be scared of dying, you know? Like, it's just something that's going to happen. It's part of a life cycle, you know? Like, our life's a circle. We die, we live, you know? Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think death was something Deadpool really struggled with. As, like, you know, he wanted to be with his girlfriend, you know, and as we see, like, throughout some of the movie, he kills himself multiple times, but is never fully able to succeed because of his, like, regeneration superpower. By the very end of the movie, he is given the choice, pretty much, to die and be with his girlfriend or to come back to life and, you know, continue to be Deadpool and to help people and to help Russell and everything. And as we see, he chooses to, you know, to come back to life. What would you do if you were in a similar scenario?
Well, to be honest, I feel like I would have died. And my reason being is, like, there are other people that can maintain the same support, you know? But, like, I also feel like I wouldn't die. It's like, I have, like, mixed feelings on that because for me, it would all depend on what I went through, you know? So if I went through Deadpool scenarios, I feel like I would have stayed. But if it was just something minor, I would have just died. But, like, you know, because helping people is something we do, like, on a daily basis through missionary, through volunteering at our churches and stuff. So I feel like the role you play in someone's life is it's more impactful than what you believe it is. Because even working at shelters in Philly, the kids still remember our names coming back the following year. Or at Camp Senda, you play a big role in our camps. They come back every year to be excited by some leaders and to also learn about God. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the works that God does through us is more impactful than us just leaving. You know, like, I feel like God will take us when we're needed. So if he's giving you the option, which in this case, you won't get an option, which I feel like...
Well, you never know.
I don't know. Hopefully. But yeah, I feel like I would have chosen to stay and help because I wanted to make sure that he stays on the right track, you know?
Yeah.
Just to be guided.
Yeah. I think if God was giving me the choice, I personally... I think I'd probably, you know, choose to, like, come back to life or to stay alive. Because, like what you said, like, you know, if it's really my time to go, then, you know, God will take me. But I feel like if he's giving me the choice, it's kind of like, you know... I should be alive and I should be able to help people and do, you know, what I need to do.
Yeah, like there's more you can accomplish if he's giving you an option.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's... I feel like that would be kind of God hinting and kind of nudging you to stay alive and to help more if he's giving you the choice. But yeah, death is definitely a very kind of iffy subject. But another thing that I noticed when watching the movie, besides the kid vomiting behind me, is, they talked a lot about family and family in different ways than, you know, just your normal, like, mom, dad, brother, sister, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Specifically in, like, you know, your friends and in being a team, having, like, you know, a family in that situation, in that scenario. Do you think that by that very end of the movie, you know, Deadpool had another family besides, you know, his girlfriend?
Yeah, I do. Well, Colossus, he's always been a part of, like, Deadpool's, like, family, even since the first film, because when Deadpool was in the midst of killing a bunch of people in the first film, Colossus came and, you know, kind of put him in check, you know? So, like, Colossus has always been there to guide him. And the teenage, whatever her name was, the teenage girl, She's always been there since the first part of the movie, even though they didn't have, like, the greatest relationship, but, like, she's always been there. But, like, I feel like by the end of the film, he's definitely had had a family, because he had a family in Russell, he had a family in Colossus, he had a family in the teenage girlfriend. What was her name?
Teenage Negasonic Warrior?
Something along those lines. But yeah, he had a lot of different family members by the time the movie ended.
Yeah. I think, Deadpool definitely, like, you know, he had, you know, a family with him and his girlfriend. And even at the beginning of the movie, like, they wanted to have a child or, you know, children. So they were planning on having, like, a bigger family than what they already were. But I think Deadpool definitely had a family by the end of it with everybody that was part of his team and all of his friends. And I think that's something we see nowadays is a lot of people... would say that their friends and people that they are close to that aren't their real
blood related
family, they would call them family.
Yeah, I've noticed that, especially with our church group, our youth group, we're all like a family in a way because we always like stick together and like we all come together for one main reason that brings us like closer. Also with like our camp, like our staff, we all work together and we eventually get closer and closer within that summer because the more time we spend, the more time we get to see each other's true features and our true flaws, our positives about us, you know? So, like, I feel like with what we do, it really makes us interact as a family because we all have one common goal, right? And that's to do all these positive acts and, you know, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's pretty good. Like family is very like different from what it used to be. Like family back then used to only be blood related, you know.
Yeah.
But now family now could be like, you know, like a very close friend, just your friends in general equal family. You know? Because the difference between family is like it doesn't have to be blood related. It could be someone you feel safe with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think nowadays a lot of people, you know, would rather say their friends and their, you know, their specifically their close friends are more family than, like, you know, like I said earlier, mom, dad, brother, sister, stuff like that. Which I think is good because a lot of people are able to get closer to their friends than, you know, their mom or their dad or anything. And yeah, I think family's definitely... it's definitely shown realistically in this movie.
I also feel like the reason why they were family was also because they were so loyal to each other, you know? Like, mm-hmm. they always stuck with each other through, like, even Deadpool's rough moments. Because he went through that rough stage, you know, after losing his girlfriend, they still all stuck with him. They didn't abandon him through when things were going. So I feel like they were, like, the family that was, like, riding for them. They were always loyal, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always wanted to build each other up, like, specifically Colossus, he really, like, wanted Deadpool to be better than, you know, what he was being, and he knew the true potential in Deadpool, but yeah.
Yeah, there had to be a lot of tough love in that movie, though, when he abandoned Deadpool for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was, like, tough love.
They definitely kind of, like, put him in his place, like, he really realized that, like...
Yeah, he was messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Besides, you know... Deadpool having a family or kind of like, you know, having something that's close to a family with like Russell, Domino and Colossus and everyone in beginning to middle part of the movie, he did try to set up this full X-Force team. So he did get to meet some weird characters. And I think those characters, you know, didn't get they definitely did not get a lot of screen time. We met this one guy who had, like, acid breath or acid spit.
Acid vomit.
There was...
that guy with diabetes.
Yeah, there was the one, like, you know, plain guy who literally just... somehow was a great character for the amount of time that he was on, but he was just, like, you know, a normal guy.
Very funny.
And to kind of, you know, go off that, I think, you know, that guy, I can't remember his name, but he had a lot of courage to sign up to join, like, a superhero team, but have no superpowers.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it was different. Like, normally you would see people who are superheroes, like, you would see someone like Batman, who would, like, jump out of, like, anything, like, jump out of his Batmobile, start swinging at people, you know? Yeah, and then you would see, like, Spider-Man jumping from high places, Iron Man, like, flying on his suit, Superman, you know? You get what I'm saying, but then, like, to see a regular person, well, he didn't do so well when he was pushed out the plane, because, like, he didn't jump out the plane, he was pushed out the plane.
Yeah.
So I feel like, once he was in the air, he was kind of better. So, like, I think he just needed a little bit more of a comforting environment to where he was able to do something. Which I feel like that's normal for, like, even humans these days. Like, us and adults and all that. We all, like, workplace could be something, like, we could, you know, relate to as the X-Force. Because, like, you need to feel comfortable at your work environment.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was, like, work for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that this guy was definitely, you know, just added in to be, you know, comic relief and laughed at and stuff. But I think something we can all take from that character is that you don't have to have superpowers and, like, you know, really specific skills or, you know, great skills to be, you know, part of a group or part of a team. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have, you know, regular, moderate, yeah. You can be regular, average at, you know, something, mm-hmm. and still feel as part of the team and still be a part of the team. Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes in hand with, like, you know, not feeling left out, understood, yeah. and feeling left out because you're different. In that guy's case, he was different.
But he wasn't left out.
He was, yeah, that's, there's similarities and differences, but he was, he was different in the way that he was the only one that didn't have a special power or a special skill set. He was just regular, and he was still added in.
Yeah, he made the most
to the team.
Yeah, he made the most of what he was given. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas Russell was, you know,
he had flames.
He had a power, and he was, you know, left out of, you know,
left out of, like, a family. Like, he didn't have. He didn't have what, like, a casual family, like, that guy, just the regular guy did, but, like, you know, he's, instead of, like, turning evil, the guy that, like, was, like, just regular still kept pushing on and doing good, and I feel like Russell could have done that, regardless of what he was going through. It still doesn't stop you from how you act.
Yeah, and the guy, like, definitely knew that he didn't have any special powers or skills, but he still, you know, he was never, like, he didn't ever seem, like, you know, insecure about it or ever, like, backed down or anything like that, which is good, because it really shows people nowadays, like, you know, if you want to do something like join a sports team, you don't have to be already great at that sport. You can join in being, you know, average at it or even not that well, and join and work hard and, you know, be able to do well.
Yeah, it's like a sports team, you know, like, I'm pretty sure you just said that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it was like, you know, like, when you joined your sports team, like when we did softball and whatever, you know, you had those people that weren't that great, but, like, you still had to help them develop, you know, like, instead of putting them down, you know who I'm talking about, instead of putting someone down, you have to try and help them develop first before anything, right? Because, like, if you're the one putting someone down, you're just as bad as the person who is bad at baseball. Like, and, like, everyone is not good at, you know, everything that we do. Like, we're all imperfect in each area, you know?
Yeah. And so, yeah, like, that guy definitely really took the plunge and joined the team. And Deadpool was definitely there for Russell to kind of help him join the team and, you know, be who he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I really enjoyed the movie. Before we end off, I'd just like to know from you, would you recommend this movie to anybody?
Well, obviously, if you are of age or whatever, if obviously, like, you are able to watch Deadpool 2, I'd watch Deadpool 2 before you watch Deadpool 1, like, Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Deadpool 2, if you were to, like, watch that and then watch Once Upon a Deadpool, you would, like, see the change. And it would make more sense to you in the first place, because you would, like, you would see how he truly acts in the regular one. And then you would see how they, like, you know, they kind of, like, toned him down a bit. And you would see, like, the more good sides of Deadpool in Once Upon a Deadpool. So I feel like you'd get, like, a better, like, experience knowing what Deadpool is really like. And then, like, what they made him like, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd recommend it to someone.
Yeah, okay. Me too. I would definitely recommend it. I'd suggest definitely seeing the first one. That way you kind of get to learn about the Deadpool character. But, you know, I went in not seeing the second Deadpool, and I pretty much understood. But I too would recommend this movie. Definitely also want to say R.A.P. Stan Lee.
Yes.
Dead.
Yeah. Poor Stan Lee.
But yeah. So thank you so much for everybody who is listening. Just a heads up, our next podcast is going to be on the new Netflix original movie, Bird Box. Yeah, so get your blindfolds ready. See you guys.
Teen Fish. Welcome back, fishes.